Gubagoo elevates your customer experience with our premium chat and digital retailing tools. Modernize your dealership's car buying process at gubagoo.com, where excellence meets automotive retail. That's GUBAGOO.com.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem.
Welcome to Daily Drive for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Jake Neer in Detroit, in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, another huge investment in Brazil, this time from Stellantis. Honda's new midsize electric crossover will be eligible for the full EV tax credit. And Rivian eliminates a production shift as it gets set to unveil a new model. Plus, TrueCar Chief Revenue Officer Jay Koo joins the show.
I think we're on the path to showing that as things change again, we're going to be a key partner in this industry.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Yesterday, we told you about Toyota's new investment of more than $2.2 billion to build a new hybrid flex vehicle in Brazil. Now there's word that Stellantis will invest more than $6 billion in the country between 2025 and 2030. It's aiming to launch new products and introduce hybrid flex vehicles in the country. Noticing a theme? The investment comes as the government tries to reignite the country's industry. On top of this week's announcements from Stellantis and Toyota, other automakers, including General Motors, Volkswagen, and Hyundai Motor, have also announced multi-billion dollar investments in the country.
Honda's new Prologue electric vehicle will be eligible for a full $7,500 federal EV tax incentive. The midsize crossover goes on sale this month. Honda views the Prologue as a critical new vehicle and is already advertising it. The brand's first new era EV is a collaboration with GM. It was developed on GM's Ultium battery electric platform and shares the same architecture as the Chevy Blazer EV. The 2024 Prologue started production in February at a GM factory in Mexico. Honda did not confirm the official start of production, but did say Prologues built before February 26 would only qualify for the federal EV tax credit through a lease.
As of recording time, we're waiting on Rivian's big unveiling of its new R2 crossover. Meanwhile, the EV startup says it's cutting back from 3 shifts to 2 at its plant in Normal, Illinois. But it says the reduction won't result in any job losses. Rivian said last month it expects to keep production at the plant flat this year at about 57,000 vehicles, although analysts had been expecting a production increase to about 81,000. The plant in Normal employs about 8,000 workers. It's shutting down for several weeks next month for retooling that will increase efficiency and reduce costs. When it comes to that new R2 crossover I just mentioned, the vehicle will likely be built at Rivian's new plant, which is under construction in Georgia.
And Carvana's CEO says the company does not plan to move into a fast pace of growth in the first half of 2024. But Ernie Garcia says Carvana does expect to sell slightly more vehicles in the first quarter than it did a year ago if economic and industry conditions remain stable.
We couldn't ask to be in a better spot. I think we also, though, we have a very complicated machine. So it's like we have to do a good job taking that machine and scaling it up to what it can be, and that's not going to be easy. So I think execution is our biggest risk by a long way.
Garcia was speaking at a conference held by Morgan Stanley this week. He says Carvana's primary focus through the middle of 2024 is completing several projects that it started last year, including one's focus on reducing costs. And those are today's headlines. Coming up, we'll hear from TrueCar's Jay Koo about what's changing for customers in 2024 and how the company is working to help them adjust to new economic realities. That's next on Daily Drive.
We want to hear your voice on Daily Drive. What would you like us to talk about this week on our Weekend Drive episode of the show? What are some of the biggest industry trends or news stories you're thinking about?
Send us a voicemail, text, or email, and you might hear it on the next edition of Weekend Drive. Here's how you can get in touch.
Call us and leave a voicemail or text at 313-444-2774. Again, that's 313-444-2774. You can also record your voice on your smartphone and send it to dailydrive@autonews.com. That's dailydrive, one word, at autonews.com.
And tune into the show this weekend. You might hear your question or comment.
We know 95% of customers complete at least a portion of their vehicle buying journey online, so they expect the deal they create on your website to match exactly what they see in your showroom. If it doesn't, you can lose that customer's trust, risking not only that deal, but also any future opportunities. That's where Gubagoo's virtual retailing steps in. We transform the conventional car buying process into a modern, transparent, and seamless experience. With Gubagoo, you'll be able to access information the customer entered online, such as their favorite vehicles, in-progress deals, and any pending orders when they enter your dealership. And our industry-leading F&I process averages nearly 3 times greater revenue per deal, thanks to our smart menus and bundles. Did we mention that virtual retailing is fully integrated with our premium chat solution? Real-time messaging and live support from our team of specialists brings the engagement of your showroom directly to your website. Don't let disconnected experiences drive customers away. Try virtual retailing by Gubagoo, where seamless meets success. Discover the difference and see why over 8,000 dealers and 20 OEMs trust us at gubagoo.com. That's GUBAGOO.com.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jake Neer with Kellen Walker. As the retail landscape changes in 2024, TrueCar is launching new products it says will leverage its information and data of car shoppers to the benefit of its dealer partners. Jay Koo is TrueCar's chief revenue officer. He spoke with our own Jamie Butters at the 2024 NADA show in Las Vegas.
Jay Koo, welcome to Daily Drive here at the Automotive News booth at the NADA show in Las Vegas.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. I'm asking everybody, you know, as you come into this show, what is your message or your mission for this week?
So we have some really exciting announcements. We are launching no less than 12 new products at the show.
We may not be able to go through all of them.
True. And so, we've been busy. I think the honest truth is that, you know, the last 3 years have been really interesting for TrueCar. Obviously, dealers were just struggling to keep new cars on the lot. So ultimately, what it meant for TrueCar was sort of like, what is our role in that, and knowing that they were sort of moving these units very quickly. So we kind of went into the bunker and devised a bunch of new products that we knew as things would change, we could be more helpful and provide kind of a, be a new TrueCar for dealers. Mm. And a lot of the new products focus on how we leverage this vast amount of information and data that we have on car shoppers to the benefit of our dealer partners. But specifically, and this is a huge change for us, driving those shoppers to the dealer's website. So we'll always have listings, we'll always be a marketplace, people will always submit leads through us, and we'll continue to market and grow that way. But we also know at the end of the day that we could be the most additive partner to a dealer if we are also a source of high quality, high intent car shoppers to their website. So in addition to that, in that vein, we're giving away $100,000 in marketing to a dealership during thing, and not $100,000 on TrueCar, but literally we're stroking a check to a dealer to help fund their marketing on other channels to
whatever
the tune of $100,000.
That's right. Wow. So you just announced the TrueCar marketing solutions. All does that entail?
Yeah. So let me give you the very long elevator ride pitch. So basically, here's the thing. So over the last 15 years of our existence, we've had and aggregated so much tremendous data from how people shop for cars, but more importantly, what they end up buying. So just to be clear, just to unpack that a little bit, a lot of third-party sites and a lot of other platforms that provide leads, they know up to the point where the person sends the lead. They don't know what you end up buying. So our data shows us that almost 60% of people don't buy the car they submit their lead on. They either, I submitted my lead on a RAV4, but I got sold the Highlander or the 4Runner because I needed more space, whatever. Or right. I submitted my lead on a, yeah, like that RAV4, but then I ended up going to get a CRV, right? So 60% of people don't buy the car that they submit their lead on. Now, other platforms will know, great, I was interested in a, you know, a Hyundai Santa Fe, so I submit my lead, great, but I have no clue what I bought. But we know what you bought, right? From whether from the our closed loop attribution, from the data we get from the dealers, plus the fact that we have over 200 financial institutions and insurance companies where we power their auto buying, mm-hmm. we get the actual loan file from those organizations so we can sales match. So I'm a PenFed member, I submitted my lead on that RAV4, but I ended up buying the 4Runner. PenFed sends us all that data. So that's the key difference. So all of this TrueCar Marketing Solutions products are driven by the fact that we know probability-wise what someone would be really interested in buying. And listen, if a dealer, you know, every time a dealer, it's like a drinking game. If a dealer took a shot every time they heard the words first party data, they'd all be drunk all the time. So I get it. And I'm empathetic to that. But the main difference is the fact that we know what people ultimately buy, and therefore the probability that when you submit your lead on something or you're shopping for a car, that what car you're actually going to buy.
Interesting. So this feels like the first big new product launch since TrueCar's restructuring.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the company, are you back on your feet and growing again or stable? Yeah. What's the way to think
about
it?
So it's interesting. So I would say this. So over time, like a lot of things, as the company expanded and grew quite quickly, you take on and you decide, you kind of, I guess the way to put it is like you chase a shiny object, you do this, you do that. And I think really the last year has been about us focusing on what are the actual critical products and services that we can focus on that will provide true, measurable, incremental value to the dealer. So I've been at TrueCar now for a little bit more than a year. I feel like I've probably spent more time on the road than at home. So my wife is the same because we have a two-year-old. So right. I'm very lucky.
Right.
In that time, I've probably met with almost 1,000 dealers. And every single meeting I ask and I want to sit in the pain and understand what are they experiencing now? What's the pain and the possibilities and how can we help with that and where should we help with that? So to that end, one of the new products we're launching is actually on the fixed ops side. So like knowing that obviously margins on the front end are going to go to zero or negative, back end revenues like becomes even more important. TrueCar has incredible reach and incredible data to help dealers drive conquest more service revenue, but also retention and re-engagement. So we're launching new products to do that as well. So the restructuring is all about us focusing on those core attributes and services to help dealers generate more revenue. And that's a key thing. And I think things are responding. So not that share price is a single indicator of how a company is doing, but yesterday we were at our 52-week high. It continues to move in the right trajectory. We're getting a lot of interest from different brands and partners, OEMs and investors. And so I think we're on the path to showing that as things change again, we're going to be a key partner in this industry.
You also have a new auction called Exchange.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How does that work for dealers?
Yeah.
And you tell me about your partnership with Turn Automotive.
For sure. So the Exchange is really, again, as we think about kind of key areas and pain points for dealers that we can help solve. The Exchange was born out of that sort of mission where we partnered with Turn, which is an incredibly innovative, wonderful company founded by two gentlemen who were former heads of two different Nissan dealerships. And the idea is that, so basically, we wanted to create a dealer-friendly marketplace where they could obviously buy and sell inventory, liquidate inventory, but taking out sort of the, I would say, less dealer-friendly aspects of other auctions, right? So number one, we provide a kind of a 14-day warranty for post-purchase. You have that time to report any issues. And usually there's issues you find that aren't reported originally. So 14 days. And then in addition, we will cover any repair costs between $500 and $3,500. And that's at your shop, at your rates, mm-hmm. we will cover that. So that also protects the dealer from any downside in that regard. And then for any dealer who is selling their inventory in the Exchange, we guarantee no less than a $500 profit on that car. So the idea is that ultimately it's less about it being a quote unquote money maker for us, but more about a platform to help facilitate dealer to dealer exchange as another perk or benefit of being a TrueCar certified dealer.
Building a community within.
Correct. Great. And again, on that point, what I'll just say is that it's TrueCar's endgame isn't to be a platform or essentially a glorified listing site with, you know, tens of thousands of dealers. Our endgame and goal is to be to have the right dealers, the right amount of dealers for our customer base, for our affinity partners like Sam's Club, American Express, Navy Federal, AAA, and Geico and those folks, to have the right dealers for those members to ensure a level of quality control, a great experience, and ultimately providing really good value to a TrueCar certified dealer versus just trying to get every dealer on the platform. And the exchange is indicative of that goal.
Given all your data and insights into consumer behavior, wondering what you make of the slowing growth of EV sales.
So it's actually really funny. So a lot of people don't know this, but TrueCar actually, we over-index on EV sales relative to the industry average.
Why is that?
So a couple of reasons. So number one, 68% of all EV inventory in the country is on TrueCar. That's number one. Number two, I will say some amazing programs that we have where we, again, I would like to think that anyone who really gets to know TrueCar will understand that we are no longer your traditional third party. In a sense that, and this is a perfect example with EVs, we are the facilitator and the driver of EV car sales for Uber drivers, as an example. So case in point, Uber wants to be a zero emissions company by 2030. It's a pretty tall order in a short amount of time. Any Uber driver, when they shop for a car, they're shopping actually on TrueCar. And what happens is that if they get an EV through that, they get a check for $1,000. So on top of all the other incentives and all the other things, we write them a check for $1,000. Number two, we facilitate financing because, as many dealers know, financing for rideshare drivers is very difficult. We bring that to the table. Now, it's a direct loan, so some dealers may not like that, but versus sitting on EVs, it's a better alternative. So the Uber driver comes to the dealer, check in hand, they get $1,000. And so we're helping to move inventory through programs like that. We also have direct relationships with the OEMs who provide special exclusive incentive offers through TrueCar. So right now, through American Express, you can get $4,500 off on an EQ through American Express because of our TrueCar relationship with Mercedes-Benz.
Wow. Yeah.
So those are all the things why we over-index on EV sales, number one. And then number two, I think at the end of the day, the TrueCar customer is a little bit more methodical. They do their research and they're looking, you know, and I would say in general, we actually over-index for affinity for EVs. So all that is to say that all these different products, especially on the data side now, is like a lot of those products are geared and oriented towards helping dealers move more of their EVs because we can target certain audience and segments based off of that. But not only just people who are, I don't know, the obvious thing is to say, oh, like I should market my EVs to people who are interested in just buying EVs. No. You got to look at the cross shop and the whole garage data. Like most EV owners also have an ICE, but we see in our data the high overlap between certain make models of ICE vehicles and EVs. So go after those people to say, we know you have this Toyota, whatever it is in your garage, you're probably considering an EV. We should be your EV option in that regard. We have the data and the information to do that.
So that's why you over-index and how. So, but based on all of that, then, do you have any feel for what EV demand is like this year or what 24 might hold?
I mean, my feeling is that as long as prices are where they are and as long as incentives are not as ubiquitous across multiple states, I do think you're going to have, well, let's put it this way. Let's say that there's the Tesla and then there's everyone else, right? Yeah. So I think ultimately the other brands outside of Tesla, I think there will continue to be headwinds as it relates to sort of sales and interest there, which I think ultimately means that they're going to have to push into more creative ways of moving those units, and whether it's through programs like that or whatever else it may be. So my sense of it is that there's going to be some continued headwinds there for sure. And I think ultimately, based on, again, those nearly 1,000 dealer meetings that I've done, like that's basically what I'm hearing from dealers out in the trenches trying to sell these units as well.
Right.
Here's the thing, I don't buy in or necessarily subscribe to the idea that consumers don't want EVs or that there isn't a real need or desire for them. I just think that there's still some really big hurdles and challenges to get comfortable with it. Range anxiety, all these other things, price point, all this type of stuff. So I'm a believer that they want it and there's interest there, but we have to make it more accessible. We have to make it something that's more compelling on price for them as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jay Ku is the Chief Revenue Officer for TrueCar. Thanks so much for joining me today.
No, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jake Neer in for Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News journalists CJ Moore and Carly Schaffner for their reporting for today's podcast. We also have reporting from John Pletz of our sibling publication, Crane's Chicago Business. You can get the latest news on digital retail, manufacturing investments, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back tomorrow for a conversation about why fraud is on the rise at dealerships and how they can fight back.
We are building all these cool tools, AI, photo verification tools, all of this stuff that are advancing the automotive finance and retail space, but at the same time, fraudsters are using those same tools to get better at scamming people and dealerships.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoyed the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.